Blog Talk Radio.
Tell my baby, make it hot. Ride the cock till you hit the spot. Tell my baby, make it hot.
Doing it doggy style. Wow, 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 yippee-yo, yippee-yay, bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yo.
Wow, 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 yippee-yo, yippee-yay, bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yo. Boy, I'll tell you, that was by the skin of your teeth.
You have no idea what I had to do to get here.
I'd like to hear.
I just escaped. Welcome to Naked Summer, everybody. You have to appreciate. If you do any kind of scholastic activities here in September, oh, my God, that was the worst experience I've ever had at a school function in my life.
You know, the funny thing is that one of my students from last semester is just telling me that she saw you there, but you ran by too fast, so she didn't get to say hello.
Who's that?
I forget.
Oh. Okay.
I forget which one. It's... I can't think of her name. I've got her face here, but she's messaging me saying that it was really funny to see him there.
Did I look as bewildered as I feel right now? I probably did.
I won't tell you what she said.
Oh, really? Well, I am me or something. Let me know, because I was in a state of shock the entire time I was there.
It was really funny.
This is a school with 1,100 students, and for some reason, it was a parent-teacher conference. There probably was 900 students at the school. It was horrible. Absolutely horrible. And I parked basically on the football field because there was no place to park. And, of course, everybody so conveniently took up every crevice for me to get back on the road to get out of the castle. So I had to eco my way between two cars. I swear to God I did it with mental telepathy or something. Because there's no way my car should have fit between these two other cars and an SUV. And I went out kind of like sideways, like Racer X. Then I speelunked through the streets of New Rochelle and got here just in time for the theme song.
That was, you just called in right when the last note ended. I was just getting ready to play a song because I am so screwed up today. I'd be like humming a humming a humming a.
Well, I mean, all you guys new to the show, the beginning of the show is always exciting to see if we're going to actually start the show. And then it all goes downhill from there.
That's correct. And also, you'll have to excuse us today because we have a whole new format. Our computer screen is completely different, and I'm not really sure what the hell I'm doing, but I'm going to do my best.
You know, and I just noticed we have a different host number now. Oh, no, the host number is the same. What's the dial-in number? Is the dial-in number the same?
The guest call-in is the same, but I don't remember the other one. So
that's the host number. We don't care about that. So let's see. What is the actual number?
It's 646-478-4847.
Okay. So, we have a lot of things going on. Hopefully our guests will be here at 8:20, and we'll be going over some quantum tonight.
That's right.
With Dr. Andre Camelli, and lots of stuff going on. I mean, we got OJ, we got the Taser incident. It is the back end of a Wednesday to Wednesday file week, so there's a lot of things going on. If you've had enough of the humans in your circle, anytime we get, I don't think we've had it yet since we started doing the show, where the lunar phase hasn't changed on a Wednesday to Wednesday. But this is very taxing because, of course, we have the exciting fall equinox coming up on the 23rd.
Well,
so
something is going on today that's beyond
that?
Anything that I don't know, but there is something going on that things have been happening all day today that have been just inexplainable, just insanity. People getting in fights over nothing. It's almost like a Mercury retrograde, but it's nastier, much, much nastier. Like Bugs Bunny said, you know.
Of course, you know, this means war.
I mean, it was like that today. It was horrible.
Okay. It's been interesting. I mean, we're dealing with a lot of things at once, like I've been saying. Since we started the somatic fall back on the 4th of September, we're still in, you know, the environmental summer. So there's a lot of things mixing around. And that's only in the northern hemisphere, of course. You can flip it around if you're anywhere else. But The thing that I notice this time of the year, because now we're in the rhythm now. We're back to school. The routines are kicking in. Everyone's getting ontified into their little sections. And we're getting close to the harvest moon, which is a pretty important energetic milestone. And then there's a whole bunch of things that happen after that. So, yeah, we'll get into that. A lot of seasonal stuff, a lot of rhythmic changes tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just go around the horn. Let's just start with frickin' OJ, Philo of the moment here. I've never seen a guy get arrested and be so happy in my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
What is? Could someone just please explain what did he do? Because it's his stuff, and the other guys took his stuff, and he went into the room and said, "Give me back my stuff," and now he's going to be in life in prison for that? I don't understand what happened. Is kidnapping? It seems like every time they put him up on the news, there's five more charges against him.
Yeah, something about kidnapping was the last thing I saw.
Who's he kidnapping? He wouldn't let someone leave the room that's kidnapping, and then there's like five conspiracy charges. Someone tells me that the DA in Las Vegas is going for like, you know, triple bonus scores or something, and I can't understand for the life of me how that works. And then he gets out, what, $125,000 bail today?
Mm-hmm.
He gets released from his blue jumpsuit?
Yes.
And he was in town for a wedding, I think, right? That was the whole story behind it?
I think
it?
So.
Very bizarre. There's not a lot of, like, definitive stuff. No one knows. There was a TMZ audio the other day, which made no sense. Did you hear that yet?
No.
Let me see if I can pull that up while we're fishing around here. Do we have any word if the Philo from the north will be joining us tonight?
I don't know, but I do have a wave set for him as he enters the room.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes.
Well, if he shows up, he shows up. Sometimes Dr. Jeb just pops in as soon as I mention him. Sometimes it's a couple minutes later, but he might be along, the tipster from the land of syrup and honey.
That's right.
See if I can go.
And I also have a new wave to introduce his tip of the week. So I've got a couple of new things going on here.
Yeah. If you haven't taken a look at the Blog Talk Radio site, they have revamped it and given it like steroids, because the thing is just grown by leaps and bounds.
That's
and actually, Naked Soma is featured in the live flash demo.
That's right.
Take a look at that.
And by the way, we have a chat room. There's a chat room, and it's up. So if anybody wants to pop in the chat room, I'm in there.
Mm-hmm. No, we always have the chat room open on the regular site on somerspace.org. You can go in there.
Mm-hmm.
And Professor Val will be there to hang out with you.
Yep.
So you have that option too. So if you haven't been listening to the show, that's always available. So let's see. If I can get the Kate Moss, Courtney Love. Courtney Love looks pretty good. Yeah, she looks like she's been to the beauty parlor. Let's see. I'm trying to find this tape. The taser incident. Did you see that, by the way?
Yes. There was something about a chicken somewhere.
A chicken?
Oh, you didn't see that one. There was another taser incident. A guy in the
with
car.
A chicken?
He had a chicken in the back seat.
The guy in the car, huh?
Yeah, the guy in the car, he got tasered, and he had a chicken in the back seat. It happened in, Illinois.
Why would he have a chicken?
He said he got it from a fast food restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It was alive.
Play his clip.
I don't know where it is.
Come on.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I'm getting beeped. That's not Jeb. That's my mother calling.
Are you getting beeped? Is that Fibro?
Yeah. Are you there, Jeb?
No, I didn't hear him come in. No.
That's my mother trying to call during the show.
Oh, good.
Calling me here. Tremendous.
Mom, hang up.
Yeah, go away. Go away, you bother me. See if I can find OJ's thing. OJ... I'm just going to put OJ. But anyway, so those two incidents popped out. And then if you followed last week's stuff with the Belichick, videotape in the other sideline, now the team that accused him, the Jets, are being accused of cheating, too, during the game by the team they played last week. So nobody's playing by the rules. There's basically nobody.
No.
It's all over the place. I want to hear this wave file. Let's see. Simpson Sting, alleged victim. I don't know. I can't find it. I should. Like, you should tell the amount of show prep we do when it comes to the pop culture. It's pretty much on the fly. So, do you have any callers? I'm not looking at the thing.
No. I have everything in front of me now, so it's easy to navigate. Okay. This is much better. Thank you, Blog Talk. This is much easier.
Yeah, well, you just have to go, like, from one thing to the other to figure out stuff, and they kind of said they put
right.
it all on one panel for us. So that's
I, nice. I would still like to know where we go to find out the numbers of people listening to us in our archives, because that's always interesting, and I don't know where that is yet.
Oh, do we know, do we have live help on the line to make sure my voice is in,
or
do we have a verification?
Nope.
Did I sound okay this week?
You sound fine to me, but I don't know. Anybody out there listening?
Down.
Could you tell us if Dr. Mark sounds okay?
I said something just last week,
You sounded a little tinny.
Well, I sounded like I was talking basically, on one of those, tin cups, down a hole somewhere.
Yes.
So, let's see. It's got to be something. I mean, TMZ, how ridiculous is this?
I don't know.
Let's see. I just want to play the audio because I think there was so much going on that I didn't know who these people were, and I got very confused very fast of what was actually transpiring in the room. So let's see. This stinks.
Here, let me play this for you.
Oh.
There you go.
There you go. Give me another one of those. That was good.
I love that. That is so good. All right, here we go.
Oh.
That is so funny. Oh, man.
Okay. They're saying this is the link for it. I don't even know.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Exclusive audio. These guys are so lame. I always love OJ stuff because it's a fascination the culture has with Philo's, because he's a guy who fell from grace. He's been in loco for so long,
mm-hmm.
and people still have a need to sort of. Oh, he looks really sad in Philo in this picture too. Let's see if we can get this thing to actually do what it's supposed to do. Every week we have computer problems. Every week there's more fun and games.
Yeah, yep. I had a good sound wave for when we screw up, and I don't know where it is now, because I've screwed it up.
Yeah, right, exactly.
The hell is
so,
it?
A couple of minutes, we'll actually have someone to talk to. I don't know if Jeb's going to... Jeb hasn't surfaced in days. So
I got an email from him today. We're working on some stuff in the, on the DL over here.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is the third link that said that we're going to play it. TMZ, here we go.
You can steal my shit and sell it. Don't let nobody out of here. You motherfucker.
It sounds like an interaction I'd get in with my relatives. I mean,
God, that was brutal.
Yeah, let's say that again, because that is wild. It happened so quick.
Yes, I think you should do that.
There you go.
Mod on.
Hey, it sounds like I don't know who's on his side or not. That's what's so confusing about it. It sounds like he goes in the room and says, "You guys stole my stuff," and no one leaves,
Shit.
But he gets arrested for robbery. How could you steal your own stuff? Oh.
I don't know.
I hope it goes away from... I hope OJ... I hope he walks. I hope he walks and the country has to go through another 3-year trial.
Well, it was entertaining anyway.
It always is. It always is. Let's see if I can play one of these things without...
You're going the right way for a smack bottom.
I hope so.
Ooh.
I found the one I was looking for before. Okay.
God. All right, well, I'm just going to enjoy myself here because we got about 5 minutes to the interview. So, you know, and it is a summary of a soundbite that will sum up my experience at the Isaac Middle School tonight.
Bueller, 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 Bueller.
That's pretty much it.
Not bad, huh?
I've never been more terrified in my life. The English teacher that my daughter has is so eco. I thought she was going to hit herself in the face with her gestures when she was speaking, and she had one of those smart boards, you know, and the smart board got stuck.
Oh, God.
And she double-clicked herself out of the PowerPoint and almost teared the smart board off the wall.
Oh, that's not good.
Smacking it again, and then trying to look like, you know, Joe Cool and not like she wasn't flustered. Then she turned, smacked the smart board again. I looked across the room and it was a sea of Antos everywhere. Just everyone pointing and directing everybody. It was such a nightmare. I can't understand why they had to have everybody there tonight. And there was no place to park, and there was no supervision. It was pitch black.
Sounds nice.
The school is an old castle. So there's like these narrow hallways, winding staircases, millions of kids just tagging along and just cluttering up the place. And the teachers are trying to do these 10-minute little presentations about how they're going to be the best teacher in the world. And then the intercom's going, proceed to second class stop. You know, it's like everyone gets up, it's like a big cattle thing. So they're like doing it's like the gong show. They're in the middle of talking, and I said, proceed to third stop. And everyone just gets up in the middle of the presentation and starts walking in front of the place. It was such a nightmare. And then, of course, like I said, I left at 7:40 thinking, I got 20 minutes. And I'm hemmed in, and I had to drive all across the football field like a lunatic and in the dark, and I'm just livid, and I can't get out. And I got all these SUVs in the way, and I had to, like, hop the curb. And anyway, I got here right on time, but never again. I when I was there, I was protesting every second, and now that I'm gone, I still left.
Yeah, well, that's not fun.
It was school. School to me was a constant invasion of my privacy.
Yeah.
For 20 years that I was in school, I hated it. I hated I hated the fact that I had to be there at a certain time. I couldn't leave. I couldn't go to lunch. I couldn't go to the bathroom.
What an eco.
It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Here it is. Police taser man with chicken in car. It happened in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. He's facing a number of charges, including drug possession and this and that. After a traffic stop, he had a chicken in the back seat, and he had to be tasered several times to be taken down. He was drunk with a chicken in the car.
Wow.
Yep.
That's like the guy that sued God.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah, I think that was hilarious. The mentality behind it. There was a frivolous lawsuit to defeat another frivolous lawsuit, which is perfect.
Yes.
Good use of the judicial system.
There you go. Did you hear about this guy who was bitten after putting a snake in his mouth?
No.
It's a big surprise. There's a guy in Portland, Oregon, a snake collector. He grabbed a 20-inch rattler from a highway.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 weeks later, to impress his ex-girlfriend, he stuck the serpent in his mouth. He was soon near death with a swollen tongue that blocked his throat.
Mm.
You know...
Wow. Well, in anticipation of our guest, if he does show up, I'll play this Auswerge and summary
good.
Of that.
I don't want to talk to these cocksuckers, but you have to. In life, you have to do a lot of things you don't fucking want to do. Many times, that's what the fuck life is, one vile fucking task after another. Don't get aggravated. Then the enemy has you by the short hair.
That is so good. God, I missed that show.
Of course, that's off the air. I mean, anything that's quality just comes and goes and
that's
just
right.
Washes through.
That's right. That's what happens. Oh, well.
So, you know, like I said, what we're aiming at tonight, because we are tinkering with the format, and we have been discussing some things behind the scenes.
There's a call coming through, 330 area.
Oh, this might be our guest.
Shall I click?
There he is, okay. All right, so let's see, I'll put him on the air.
I got it.
Is he on?
Oh, okay. You just took them off. Let me put them back.
He should still be there. Okay. On the
Hello.
This is Dr. Andre Camilli. I think he's. Are you there, Andre?
I am here.
He's here. All right.
Awesome.
Thank God.
How are you guys?
Did you meet the teachers out there in Ohio yet?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been complaining about that for 20 minutes. Thanks for joining us here on Naked Soma. The Professor Val's here. Dr. Jeb is not. We don't know. He could descend on us like the locust any second. But you are about to hop a plane to go down to Dallas on Friday to teach your stuff. So why don't we get the 90-second spiel on what quantum integration is all about?
Sure. Essentially, it's about re-updating our systems to become attuned and coherent with present time consciousness. And simultaneously, what we're working on doing is enhancing the adaptability of the organism so we could actually look at its adaptability to physical, chemical, emotional, and bioenergetic stressors. And that's the gist of it. We want to see what kind of patterns that the nerve system is running off of, and whether or not the response that it is giving is one of distress or one of eustress. If it's a distressful response, what we want to do is change the way the nervous system perceives its environmental stressor so it can look at it in a more non-threatening way. And I mean, that's basically the format of the work. And it seems to be very efficient and work really well.
Well, just for those guys just listening to that, Dr. Camilli is a chiropractor. I don't know if we said that at the beginning, but he is. And the context of this work is, it's a clinical protocol. It's got all those elements to it. But the stuff that he's talking about is common ground to everybody. So, a lot of times, people get into things, especially when they're dealing with symptomatology or they're dealing with their physical well-being, and they get into labeling, and they get into it's like, I have a bouffitis, and I have this, and I have that. When you're dealing with the quantum level, you're dealing with things that are happening at a very small scale over a very short period of time, almost to the point of an instant. So talk to me about how you develop indicators of what you're really looking at and how you know you're getting a quote-unquote quantum integration in terms of a response from the person.
The first experience I had, that's a great question, was with a colleague and mentor and really good friend, Dr. Ken Vinton, and he's over in Grove City, Pennsylvania, and he's kind of a pioneer in neurofeedback. So he would actually do this seminar that would really lose him a lot of friends, but it was called Fill the Void. And what he did, he would basically have people wired up all day long and have people come in and say, let's see what the baseline physiology looks like. And he had about 14, at the time, about 14 parameters he was checking live time. So he had it projected onto a wall where you can see your heart rate variability, stroke volume, respiratory rate, galvanic skin response, various autonomic responses, electroencephalograms, EKGs, jaw tension. So basically you had EMGs wired all over your facial muscles. Everything from head to toe was being monitored. And what we found was there was basically states that the nerve system were locked into, and these states were showing the inability to adapt any further to any physical, chemical, emotional, or environmental stressors. So when you're locked into that state, we were inviting people to do different things, and what he found was a lot of people thought they were doing stuff, but really, physiologically speaking, not a whole lot of shift was happening. So we started getting into assessing the bioelectromagnetic fields and delivering specific forces, very low forces, a lot of times just with intention alone, and seeing all these physiological parameters shift, and that's kind of how we got into the analysis portion. Then what I did was developed a protocol to actually see what happens when we shift our intention, what happens physiologically. A lot of doctors who are in tune to feeling the bioelectromagnetic field could feel the shift happen in the field, but a lot of people don't have that type of training, so you can get the same feedback on a quantum level. You can establish this quantum communication with active and passive muscle response testing, and you can actually see the body go into defense physiology just by shifting your intention.
Okay, cool. All right, so let's. We got a call here early, so might as well jump in and see what they have to say here. You're on the air with Naked Summer. How can we help you?
Hello?
Hello? I love this part. Thank you for calling. All right, they're gone. Someone obviously delirious calling for a pizza ended up calling us. But I guess what I'm getting at with this work is that, you know, I know about Dr. Vinton's work, and he's got like a gizmo emporium over there in Youngstown, I guess it is.
Yeah.
And my only reservation with it, and I've seen a lot of things demo. There's another guy down in Florida that does similar work. I forget his name off the top of my head. Saw him at a conference once. Is that it doesn't really matter what modality you use to get the person to get to the point where they're coherent. It's the fact that you're teaching that system, which is the organism and the environment combined, how to recognize itself and reference itself so it gets into that level of sort of the aha, sort of the resonance moment. And then when you move from coherence to entrainment. And when you get to entrainment, now you're starting to get the system to really learn and to reorient itself and to sort of dismantle a lot of the old and sort of defense physiology, you want to call it, that it took to survive, and now it's evolving. And that's really what, you know, all the work we're doing here on our side of the coin with Universal Somatics is looking at the common ground of all these different systems. Yours is, you know, it's another one of these things where it's great to show people, you know, okay, your brainwaves are better, okay, your posture is better, all things that are sort of, I don't want to say they're parallel to perception, but they're sort of like, you know, there's not a lot of people walking around unless they have, you know, like an antalgia where they're in pain, that are constantly assessing their posture. But they definitely feel the impact of not having optimal posture. Same thing with vision. Same thing with a whole bunch of other stuff. But when it comes to the quantum level of experiential work, things like that, you're bordering on the metaphysical. You're bordering on, like, altered states. Do you guys get into any of that in your work in the seminars as far as sort of the interaction between the practitioner and the client on that level, that sort of interpersonal and sort of transpersonal level?
Yeah, one of the things that we noticed early on in the work was being able to switch the practitioner's intention and see how shifting your intention affects the patient on the table. And what we started doing was playing with becoming very present and dropping into a state of gratitude and appreciation. And what we're looking at doing as the patient is laying on the table, the preparation that we give them is to, first off, change the respiration, and second, don't just think about things that you're thankful for or grateful for, but actually feel gratitude. And then there's a empathic sort of coherence that happens between the doctor and the patient, where we see the entanglement really come to the level. So I could think a thought, get a reaction in their body, they're aware of it, change the way, right there on the table, the way their nerve system and bioenergetic system interacts with my particular intention. And the cool thing is later on in their life, they actually react in ways that they would have never thought, based off of their history, that they would react. So they would interact with family around the holidays. Normally it would be a stress fest where people are pushing each other's buttons, and it's kind of, they come in and just tell me these experiential things like, you know what, it was like almost like water off a duck's back. They're blown away in how they're interacting with their life at home, at work, relationships. They're seeing things shift on a lot of different levels. A lot of them just have an overall feeling of peace that's kind of like the background noise now, where they have a new reference point when they get up off the table and they kind of see things from a totally different perspective. So we do get into that some.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's a lot of elements. Like I said, as far as a modality, Yeah, you've studied a lot of the techniques as well, I'm sure, going through the ranks and learning, especially hanging around with Vinton there.
Yeah.
As a client experiences, I mean, just to give you a parallel, I mean, I came through the ranks when Donnie Epstein's work was getting a lot of play in all the different stages. He went through 12 stages of healing, and there's mm-hmm. different levels. And all these maps, to me, are, I don't want to say they're artificial, but they're sort of, it's almost like when you used to play a pickup game of a wiffle ball, and you said, okay, past the garbage can's a double, and over there's a triple, and it's you're marking a path to organize it for yourself. But when you get into a quantum environment, it self-organizes. So this is the system actually communicating at a core level. It does. There's not a lot of work to do. There's not a lot of effort. There's more resources being mobilized. And that's what is making a distinction between repair and all these other processes that go on all the time and healing or evolving beyond the point of recognition where you get into a novel state. And so I just wonder, how much of this work you're doing is, I don't know if you're mapping this, but is influencing behavioral choices, lifestyle choices, you know, people sticking with things that are more holistic for themselves and their families, or are they just sticking with their base behavior and getting the bugs off the windshield initially, and then over time they start to gravitate towards these other things? Because usually people will move through the ranks and they'll elevate their value system as they get more function back.
Yeah, we see that happen quite a bit, and we do outcome assessments based off of choices and quality of life. So the whole interaction and communication gets them from understanding the bugs on the windshield will probably be like a layer of an onion being the most superficial layer. And then as we get into more core layers and as the system does start to self-organize and self-heal and self-regulate, as we see the attunement to our universe happen, we start to see all kinds of changes on the scale. I mean, originally to look at something like a question, I feel an overall feeling of peace and interconnectedness, they'd look at that almost from a craziness. They didn't even know what to write on it. It didn't even really apply to them because of where they're resonating at. They're at the bug on the windshield. About three or four layers in, when we start to see their patterns of physiology really become adaptable to everything on their internal and external environment, what we see is they start filling in these parts and saying, oh, I get it now. I know exactly what you're talking about. It happens. The shift happens as the system starts. They really start seeing how it applies to their life, not just their symptoms. So it's kind of neat. We have a whole educational protocol that goes along with it where we have workshops that will basically get them to start becoming more aware. And it's a pretty interesting process.
Huh. Well, just give me a rundown list of what are the body systems you're evaluating, and what are the things you're measuring as far as session to session over a period of a month to a year, whatever. Like, what is it you're really tracking as far as body systems and the physiological stuff? Is it like we use a lot of heart rate variability? We look at the pH of salivary pH. We look at all the neurological things, the pupillary responses, and a lot of the nonverbal things that go on with that. So what parameters are you guys really looking at as far as the anatomical, physiological stuff?
Well, the parameters that we check for reactivity with are physical, and we actually break it down tissue by tissue. So we'll actually check different tissues and see what kind of reactivity we have with tissues. And this is on the quantum level communication with the body. When we get into chemical, we check food allergens, environmental allergens. We also get into mental, emotional patterns of stress. And then we get into bioenergetic distortions regarding non-synaptic communication pathways. And again, these are just things we're checking on a visit-to-visit basis. Our primary approach as far as assessments go, we're seeing, we do salivary pH. I also do some blind spot mapping just so they can kind of start linking this to the brain function and linking this to improved physiology in other areas of their life. We also do EMG, infrared thermography scanning, just to see patterns of dysautonomia. We do use heart rate variability to kind of guide them into getting into a state of coherence and letting them feel what dropping into a state of presence feels like and what gratitude feels like, rather than just rattling off a list. So those are kind of things we do on a re-exam basis, maybe every 12 visits or so. But visit to visit on our analysis, it is mainly bioenergetic field analysis that we're doing. And we can see that through a lot of their defense musculature being activated when we come across an area that is not in coherence and not in attunement. And so that's what we do. And Dr. Rick Weygand actually has a workshop.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, you know him? He's actually, he's spent 20-some-odd years refining how to allow people to become more in tuned with these bioelectromagnetic fields and all that conscious filtration that we've had going on. He actually shows you techniques to kind of bring it to the conscious level so you can actually start dialing in and being attuned with that and feeling the shifts happen. And I tell you what, it's some really amazing work once you can feel those subtleties. It's really neat.
Are you guys working still with IPAC, with Ed Miller, and then that whole star system at all, or no?
Yeah. Actually, I don't use that particular enhancing tool, but it's part of the training. I was originally trained in Toughness, so I like using the rubbing plate. But now it's just very visceral. It's just a visceral reaction that you get. You get really sensitive to it and dialed into it, and even subtle shifts you can detect, and you can kind of see where they're coming from and what's going on.
Yeah, I mean for those of you guys not familiar with it, I forget what the STAR actually stands for. It's sympathetic something training activation response device. It's basically something you wear in your hand, and it kind of beeps or lights up depending on how you're picking up the person's field, and it's sort of sensitizing you or training your system to pick up energetic feedback from another human being. I think people should be wearing these things all over the neighborhood. Cops should have them.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's wild stuff. And of course, that when they slap that thing on me, you're supposed to pick it up, you know, from a couple of feet away. I'm picking it up from 30, 40, 50 feet away, and I'm like, "What's something wrong with the device?" I'm like, "You know," so they're like, "Well, I don't know what's going on." And they kept coming back. Like every time they gave me a new one, it was, this one's screwed up too. It's like, I think it's me. You know,
yeah.
So we're gonna introduce a little segment so we get you guys to interact with the doc here for a couple minutes. So this is the Soma Submarine ringtone. First time we're playing it.
Okay. Here we go. Ready?
We've got to get a better one.
I tried four of them.
That sounds like someone's playing it on a Casio.
I think they are.
That's enough of that. So anyway, if you're out there, it's 646-478-4847. You have any questions for Dr. Camilli about quantum integration or just any topics we've been talking about, because he's going to be teaching this week. And what part of are you going to, Park, or where are you teaching?
It's actually going to be in Dallas, Texas, North Dallas. And then in November we'll be going back up to Toronto. And the website is quantumintegration.com, so we usually update it frequently. There's a lot of thumbnail-type information on there. It's also in DVD form, so people in other parts of the world who can't...
contact number. I don't have it in front of me. Give the contact number to call for people interested in working with you or checking out the DVDs.
The contact number is 330-609-0355. And that's our office, that's our headquarters. So my email address too, I give out randomly to people who are really interested. So I think your audience is right along there. So it's Camilli, my last name, Camelli at yahoo.com.
Okay. If anyone that missed that needs it, just drop us a note here at Naked Soma. We'll get you that information for Dr. Camilli. And you know, what I want to see happen with this kind of work is similarly what happened to applied kinesiology in the 70s when it got to the point where Touch for Health had kind of plateaued, if anyone's familiar with that, if you're as old as me, where they were training soccer moms how to muscle test each other for see what supplements they had. And they sort of abused the system. They started going, should I vote Democrat or Republican? Hold, you know. it became like the new Ouija board to muscle test everybody. I want to see the quantum stuff get out of the kindergarten element and make it this, you know, wish upon a quantum star, and you get over. I want to see it get back to the physiological roots that it really comes from, and your work is and Dr. Vinton's work and definitely Wiggins' work are great examples of that application. So you know, all the best to you and have a great seminar down in Dallas, and thanks for joining us here on the Naked Soma. And anytime you want to get out here and you know, riff with us and come on the air, just let us know.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Doc.
We appreciate your work.
Great. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you soon. And try to, you know, keep cool down in Dallas there.
All right. Thanks.
See ya.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was good stuff.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
All right. So now that the audience is thoroughly saturated with intellectual stimulation, of course, everyone, we've gone from OJ to the quantum realm. again, the number is 646-478-4847. The Philo has still not come out to see his shadow yet.
No.
And it is 8:40, so there must be something going on in Babyland.
Probably. He's been so busy. He's really, he hasn't been around at all.
I know exactly what he speaks of.
Yeah, yes.
Let's see if I can find something
yes.
to sum that up. Cause I, what was it?
Yes.
Yes.
Holy caffeine!
Oh, brother. All right, so we're sitting here at 8:41, and really what I wanted to, because we're dying to get this stuff organized. We're working on this 30-day emotional makeover program for you guys. And we have the archiver survey up. It's at, if you guys are listening to this after we recorded it, we want to get your feedback. We keep begging you every week. Now we got the fancy, you know, switchboard and all this other fun stuff. We want to get interactions going so we can start doing these makeovers on the air. You guys come on and say, look, I had a guy today. I could have done him on the show. He's had depression he's 68 years old. He's been depressed for 68 years, he thinks.
Oh, jeez.
You know? And I said, in a row? You know, and that, of course, interrupted him. It was XO. And XO that's depressed is almost like meeting a paperweight, but be that as it may. And so if you go to the site, somerspace.org and /naked, is it Naked Archiver? Something
yep,
like that?
nakedarchiver.html.
.html. And if you go to our website, there's a link on the Blog Talk side on blogtalkradio.com/nakedsoma. There's a link right to the survey. Give us some juice. Give us something to go on. Don't just be listening and lurking. That's no fun for us. Man, we got Andre to talk to us this week. We weren't totally lonely, but you know, we're trying.
Throw
to
me a freaking bone here. I'm the boss.
What's that?
Throw me a freaking bone here. I'm the boss.
There you go. There you go. So, let's see how we're doing here. I just want to make sure everything is on the... So, we're trying to get to the point where this forum becomes a little more about you guys and less about us, because we know our stuff. We want you guys to know our stuff, and we want you to experience it. So, we want you to understand that when you call up, and basically the way it goes is you get on the horn here, and we want to know a couple of things about you because we're going to profile you. If you go to the site, again, somerspace.org, there's two self-profiling surveys up there for you to do to figure out which of the four primary domains is your orientation. And once you know which one of those four there are, all behaviors, all emotions, all attitudes and everything in between become clear to you because you know where your roots are biologically. A lot of people are up there in the psychological leaves in the tree, and they're not biologically rooted. So what happens is, physiologically, they fish around, almost like when you walk into a library, instead of going over to the, you know, where the card catalog is, you just start walking around. So we kind of serve as somatic librarians to say, you know, you're on this shelf, this is where you're oriented there.
That was
like
good.
That, huh?
Yeah.
There you go.
You'll have to use that one tomorrow with my students.
Yeah, I'm a somatic librarian. Unbelievable. So, you know, so again, like, we want to get to the point where the conversation becomes a little less about, you know, all of our vast knowledge of the Soma and more about how we can help you guys out to understand, especially understand the way you physically process emotions. A lot of stuff that Dr. Camelli was talking about was dealing with things that are going to trigger stuff, stressors and things like that. And he's looking to get people back to a quiescent state, a peace of rhythm. Just a simple way to get to that level. If you never did the quantum weekend for yourself, basically you breathe in for 5 seconds and you breathe out for 5 seconds. There's two schools of thought. Some say it's five, some say it's six. Doesn't really matter. As long as you have a symmetry on the breath in and the breath out, your system's going to go through these rhythmic cycles, and it's going to start to draw your attention inside your breath. Most of us live with our attention outside our breathing rhythm. It's only when we get really, really nervous or really, really bored that we notice our breathing rhythm. So he talked about monitoring people's respiratory patterns as part of his work, and that's why, because it always begins with that. It always begins with your relationship with your environment, and the primary one you have is through breathing, and that's why no matter what you're doing, whether it's meditation or yoga or whatever, at some point they're going to teach you the breath work, and that's why it gives you a sense of stability, gives you a sense of security, and if you're able to get that regulated, of course your heart and brain are going to have a better conversation as well. So that's my two bits on that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's 8:45. We're kind of a little. Let's see if I can. I'd love playing with these files. Yeah.
All right. Now you're over.
What happened?
All right. Now you're overstimulated. Let's get some beer in you, and then it's right to bed. Woohoo!
So let's see how we're doing with the. Okay. So we're going to blame everything on the phone with my system here on the cable.
Yes.
Apparently.
She said you sounded fine.
Well, then I guess we're going to live with it. If you guys don't hear me clearly, please let us know, because I will seek other phone. But for right now, this is what we got. You got me.
You sound fine. I don't hear any clicking. I don't hear any weird stuff.
Well, last week I just sounded like I was talking from the beach. I was like, feels like I was talking out of a seashell.
Yeah.
You know, so who knows? So I guess no more calls. I don't see anybody over there. Let me just go back, move this out of the way. We did have one caller that tried to get a word in, but...
Yeah, apparently she had trouble with her phone, so maybe she's still having issues with the phone.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's always next week. You know, we usually get one caller a week. Usually it's Jeb.
Either that or Bonto.
Right. Oh, yeah, we haven't heard from her. Actually, next week is... Is an Anto week, so maybe we'll get her on the air for the 26th.
Yeah, I think we might have to do that.
We might need a Bonto report for the fall.
Yeah, we haven't had one yet. She's been very, very busy. You know, she's organizing and stuff in the new house here.
Okay, well, she's getting. Next week we'll be on the other side. We'll actually be in the fall.
Yes.
And there'll be a lot of things going on because we enter into the eco season, which I cannot wait for.
I can't either.
Fall.
Hey, did you hear about this guy that got trapped in his ex's chimney?
No. What happened with that?
Firefighters had to tear through a wall to rescue a drunk guy who was stuck while trying to climb down the chimney into the house of his former girlfriend. God, these people are unbelievable. So they had the cops there. He's trying to get in to see the ex-girlfriend, so of course he was arrested.
So
and,
the chimney?
Yeah, he didn't go through the door. He thought he was Santa Claus, I guess. And,
he was
arrested for disorderly conduct and interfering with a firefighter. So I don't know what the heck he was doing. I don't know.
There's no premium on stupid out there. I mean, if you go to, what's it called, Pantograph? Is that the name of the
site? Yeah, it's a good one.
Just go to the WTF section and just... Observe your fellow humans adapting poorly.
Here's her quote. I've dated a lot of psychos in my life, but nobody like that.
I don't know if she's proud or if she's embarrassed. That's pretty
that's
good.
That's nice. I wonder if she's Philo.
That pretty much sums it up. Yeah, I mean, again, as we close the Anto season, this is our last show for the summer, really, because next week it'll be fall. You think back. And look at the summer behind you and all the people you met, because it is still a Philo moon until tomorrow, and you go through the relationships, and how many people did you meet this summer? Because the summer was all about amplifying, all about getting your belief system in order and getting your actions and your thoughts aligned. How many people did you meet this summer that were complimentary and sort of helpful in that path, and how many were sort of kind of waste of time, and how many were detrimental. Mm-hmm. And that's how you kind of keep score in the summer, because it's all about furthering your awareness of the limits and the benefits of your belief system. And if you get a healthy belief system during the summer, you can make it through the dark cycle, because we start that next week. And then all the attention goes from the outer world to the inner world for the next 6 months.
Good.
And that's why it's a powerful time. And if you haven't been, you know, doing a lot of that work, you know, we're going to be introducing that as we get to business next week with it. So there's a lot of I don't know what's the word, kind of goop, I guess, just laying around at the end of the summer. And we get into that little bubble, that Indian summer there, the early part of October, that brings all that up. But then we get into the, I affectionately call it the pineal season. I have a little pine cones, we count it down here. And that's when we get transpersonal. So it's almost like, if you could think about the course of a year, this is about the time where you're stretching out before you're going to go to sleep at night, and you're not quite asleep, and you're not quite awake. You're in that kind of dusky state, and you're sort of rewinding the day that you just lived, and you're thinking about tomorrow, and you're kind of oscillating between the two. That's kind of where we are as we get to the end of the summer, the beginning of the fall, and that's why you get the Indian summer, because sometimes you lay down and go to sleep, and I forgot something, and you get up. So it's not a real solid level of consciousness. We're in a very soupy state right now, and that's why it's real relevant to get prepared to do the inner work and you know, like we say, light the path. And so we'll be talking about that a little bit as we get going here.
Yeah.
All right. So that, on that note, I will see if I can.
I got it. You want it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
We will begin the somascopes. What are you talking about?
That just kills me.
Yeah. All right, so here we are. Last train to the Georgia. Tomorrow begins the Anto week to the harvest moon. And we already had a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse the last couple of months. So we're really, you know, just bombarding ourselves with all this energetic stuff. But the harvest moon, the full moon at the end of the summer. Is actually falling on the other side of the equinox on the 23rd. So we've got a lot of peanut butter in our chocolate here, and that's why, again, we talked about the Anto element of the summer being the seasonal theme. Now we have it coming up on the lunar cycle, and part of the lunar cycle is going to be in the fall, and part of it's going to be in the summer. So you're going to have a really, really, really interesting challenge as you go through the transition this week. So if you just take three things that you're convinced of that are true about you, about the world, and about other people, just get an index card, write that down. Three things that you're convinced are absolutely true about you, the world, and other people. And just spend about, a minute with that index card every single day until the harvest moon next week. You will have your somascope sort of portable, and you'll feel every element of the domains working through you, because you're going to experience them all. Because we're going to the dark cycle, which brings up your exo and your eco as we get past the 23rd, and we're also going to get to sort of the zenith and the fruition of all the other Anto waves we've had since the end of June. So all the beliefs, like we talked about before, the limitations and the benefits of having different beliefs are going to be coming home to roost. So it is really a week that everybody gets to Anto. It's sort of like an all skate. That's why I say find your convictions, not things you kind of wishy-wash about and ponder and stuff, but things you argue could nail into the frickin' ground. I am convinced about this, about myself, about the world, about other people, and this gives you sort of a good push off the wall as we go from the outer world focus to the inner world focus, getting ready for the autumn and the eco season of love, the fall, and as things start to basically die, wither, and fall to the earth, which is what the ecos do.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be an emotionally turbulent time, mostly on the outside as things start to shift, and then it's going to move more to the inside as we get to next week. So we'll talk a little about that next time. how you dealt with the seasonal change and the lunar change at the same time. And again, the only one of the four domains that's really able to do this with somewhat sort of nonchalant, of course, is the Exos, because what's that line from Mr. Woodcock? They don't do sorry.
What a movie.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to see Exos in action, go see Mr. Woodcock.
That was really, two of us laughing hysterically.
I mean, it was just, well, it was just an Exo tutorial, really.
Yep.
And it just, it gives you a way to kind of understand the Exo mindset is that emotions, just like Spock, emotions are an investment of energy that they're only going to allocate that for crisis or self-preservation or extreme circumstances. So when they get bubbled, when an Exo gets into an Onto mode, now you're dealing with someone who feels superior and also the polarity of negativity. So it's a very intoxicating, powerful, almost godlike state for the Exo. So watch out, because they are going to be swinging a big stick next week and moving you Philos off to the sides and smacking the Ecos like they always do. So just watch out for that. They're the ones that are going to handle it the best because they don't have as much to move around, and they're going to get more of the power, more of the energy, because they're going to be moving towards the inner world anyway, and they don't really have an interior. So an interesting week for Exos. The rest of us, going to be a little bumpy. Again, you're working on the cusp between the inner and outer world, and like I said, just use that little postcard thing I told you about, and that will really give you a lot to kind of just evaluate, because if you read those convictions every single day as we move through the ramp going up, you know, from here to the harvest moon, you'll start to really appreciate the value of your truth, and that's really the whole point. So you start to you got to reflect on that truth and say, I am convinced of this. And when you do that, you're not giving it absolute value. You're giving it a relative value over time. And then you start to say, am I? And just that little maybe you ask yourself gives you some wiggle room to go into the inner world, just like you need that little wiggle room to go from being totally awake to totally asleep. Mm-hmm. So give that a shot this week, and that's my Somascopes, let's see, for the week.
You got to hit stop, and there you go. That's it. Very good. And now I've got a new little thingy for my quote of the week. You ready?
Yes, go ahead.
Here it goes.
Pay attention, son. This is for your own good.
Okay. So I found it. I was in a really cranky mood today, like homicidal kind of mood. So I found a real cranky quote. You ready?
Mm-hmm, sure.
The horror of wedlock, the most appalling, the most loathsome of all bonds humankind has devised for its own discomfort and degradation. That was the Marquis de Sade. That's the kind of
there
mood.
There you go. That makes total sense.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That's perfect.
I was laughing so hard when I read that.
Read that one again. That one's a good word hearing twice.
The horror of wedlock, the most appalling, the most loathsome of all bonds humankind has devised for its own discomfort and degradation.
And it comes from the Marquis de Sade. Wow. Head to the nearest Wikipedia for the laugh on that one. Wow. Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, I know what to say, but that's
I think we're the hell out of here almost here.
We really
it's going to be 80 degrees tomorrow.
That will be, actually tomorrow I'll be up at Manhattanville with you and the Fun Bag Chicks. Oh, boy. So it'll be shorts and then scantily clad co-eds for the eco. All right, so anyone out and about on the Manhattanville campus, I will be the 40-something who has won the lottery. 12-3, you can catch me up there. And let's see if I have a quick one for that. Oh, there you go. That's pretty funny. And just as we go out, I just want to see if we got a minute here. I just want to say a shout-out to my... my lovely neighborhood. We have resolved the bike gate. I saw this. Did it go?
Yep.
That's it? Okay.
No, it plays the whole thing. It's screwed up.
It does?
Yeah.
I hit it. Here we go. So I'd like to wish a peaceful weekend to my neighbors. Everyone out there. We'll see you next week. Travel light to the doctor.
Bye-bye.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor, would you be mine?